Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Hey, good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. This is the... We're into March. I still sometimes can't believe it because it feels like we definitely have had a change here in the north. It is definitely getting a little bit warmer. We're above zero now, which is yay. But we have Eric Altman with us today, which I love having. We've already started our support group, but it's an ongoing group. So for anyone who wants to join us, please go to the website and there's a banner. You can also click on his picture on the slideshow and you can find out more about the support group that started and will continue. It'll continue each month. And I also have my co-producer, Deborah, who has been working with me and Eric to create this amazing support group and also to, I guess, to assist just to make sure we, you know, we get the right questions in and we do some interesting stuff. So welcome, Deb.
Hi.
And Eric.
Hi.
All right. Welcome. So let's start off with getting our energy nesting clear and so that we're all ready for... Well, I think we're ready for spring and new beginnings.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. So, Deb, did you want to start off with your question?
Yeah, I was thinking about a protocol, Eric. Maybe if you could suggest some kind of protocol for people when, you know, when we're working on ourselves and we're wanting to clear our energy, and a lot of your recordings give us great ideas, you know, like the vortex and different ways of grounding. What would you recommend that people do, you know, in order to make sure that we're actually doing what we're intending to be doing in, you know, in our energetic selves?
So, yeah, it's a good point. I would say just that what you said last, just to set your intention in the mm-hmm. beginning. Yeah, that I'm going to allow myself just to drop everything around me right now. at this moment, and just to allow my mind to be still and just kind of go all the way, you know, work our way through the body all the way down to our feet, and then, you know, ground from the top of our head, like imagine a white light moving down through the top of our head all the way down to the center of the earth, and just begin to breathe in through our heart and out through our heart.
Nice.
So I think just something really like this nice, clear, and simple that way, and people really can get it quick, and then they like it, and then they'll start to maybe add a little more to whatever kind of just tweak they might need to do for themselves.
And the, so our chakra, what role does our chakra system play in helping us stay balanced and clear? Like,
sure. It's a big role. And so when we move down through the center of our, say the top of our head to the center and move all the way down, it already starts activating the chakras automatically. So it's a very efficient way. A lot of times people will do a lot of preparation. It's almost like turning the switch on and turning the switch off again, because they're almost like doing, they're not giving our system that's amazing, it's already kind of functioning that way. They're not giving that enough credit. And, you know, and that just comes from, you know, kind of our mind, like, okay, a little's good, you know, a lot, lot's better type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think the simpler that it is too, and, it is super effective that way. And then people will start, feeling results and recognize the simplicity of that, which will carry into other things as they start to expand more too. It's not efforting or doing more. More is not better at all.
So would you say that, would it be better to just, you know, focus on being present and creating that awareness and grounding, rather than, say, focusing on, okay, are my chakras in alignment and trying to affect change?
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Because what will happen, that will be like a side effect of the other. The chakras and everything will come in line when we just start to like breathe a little bit, just notice and start to sink into our own presence. And so that the other just is a byproduct of that.
So in effect, if we go, oh, this is, you know, trying to focus on changing one thing, we can kind of have the opposite effect by getting too much in our mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Okay. Because then if I do like 10 things, it's almost like, people that are newer and quite practiced as well. So then they're always almost like checking those things, you know, or wondering, you know, is my third chakra still moving? You know, and so right there, they just kind of go out. They just almost have to start over again.
Right.
So yeah, what I found in groups and things like that, it works so much better, just the simplicity of that. And to reinforce that with people so they don't have to be, otherwise they'll go to their mind every time, you know, am I doing this right? You know, everyone's wants to get it right, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so simple that that I think that would be a nice emphasis to put across, and people will have a different experience as well. So they'll start to connect the dots pretty quick.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're moving into our spring and people are getting a little bit more motivated, but I find sometimes motivation is either our motivation is based on something fear-based, or it's not enough to assist us. I guess it's our willpower and our motivation.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to sort of override some of that?
Sure. I would, first of all, I would say like what's interesting to me, you know, in my life today, and yeah, what would be like really like fun for me to do, and what do I want to do in my life to create something that's that's joyful and then that's I can integrate that into every aspect of my life, whether it's working or playing or just hanging out with friends. It doesn't really matter, but something that that will be with me like all day long, you know, some other tool that I maybe don't have now, or just something that I want to do or how I want to like connect with people different, et cetera. So yeah, something along those lines.
Okay.
I guess by focusing, like you're saying, focusing on your interests, it takes you out of your mind, right? And gets you more into being.
Yeah, it gets you right into just being here right now. And so oftentimes the silence is in like, you know, 10 seconds for most people could be like 10 hours. You know, if they're in a group of people, they're like, what do we do? You know, like that frozen feeling. And I see that all the time. And that the silence is so, you know, 10 seconds of that is so healthy for our whole being, you know, our mind, body, spirit, etc. It's just like to give that break is so beneficial, to say the least. Yeah. And so just maybe in watching, you know, our activity, like, yeah, what we jump to when we're just sitting here, or what we start to like think about, you know, what's going to happen this afternoon or, you know, tonight or, you know, and I think that's a really great thing to do, just to increase someone's awareness, and then other things start to fall in place quite rapidly. Like if they have an earnest desire to do that. And just to check that out too, just to check out my own desire to like, you know, move from A to B. Yeah, am I really going to stick with that? And why? What's my motivation behind that? So that would be important to play with, just to play with that notion, you know, why are people, you know, why do you want to do that? And so I think when they get clear themselves, then the exercises or the attention that we're going to spend on particular things, yeah, that becomes easier and easier because our motivation is very clear. Oftentimes people are just doing something in this area, especially because they think it's the right thing. You know, it's a trendy thing to do, is this or that. So that's a pretty thin motivation. So they just won't, it'll be really hard and it'll be very arduous, just kind of, yeah, not fun. And so it's not going to last very long. So I think that the playness and playfulness and just, creativity, yeah, let this allow people's, you know, or allow them to trust themselves, you know, whatever they choose to start on, you know, is going to be effective no matter what, as long as they kind of are on board with that completely.
Okay. So what about when our focus, I mean, when it does go into a fear-based area, and
sure,
we tend to, I don't know, it's like we can't seem to get out of that little cycle.
Right. So that, it's a great question, because I think it's such a predominant place to go in our society, especially. Mm-hmm. And so my own experience and then of doing that and coming upon those kind of things is to keep going deeper into that, go towards it, as opposed to going away from it. And the fascinating thing is it's like a, you know, it's just like a ghost there. And when you shine your own light on it, it starts to dissipate and lose its power. But if we start to like move away from it, what happens is it gives them more power, and it's almost like impossible to like, for you or I to rid ourselves of that kind of, you know, nagging voice in our head or whatever that could be, you know. So it's really the principle of just like turning back towards whatever that might be. You know, there could be some nagging voice in our head saying we need to do this better, or we need to do X or Y or whatever it is. But it's typically like something, you know, that we're kind of off, or we just need to improve ourselves or whatever. And that can be true, but we can have really fun doing that, have a good time, as opposed to like being terrified that we're not going to be able to do it.
And how do we have fun at it?
Well, I mean, so if you just pick out something, then we can just play with it. Like, if so, like, you know, people are always wanting to be, you know, whatever, part of the crowd, or they want to have more fun, or they're in a terrible relationship and they can't get out of it. And again, that's all just fear. That's why you know, they stay stuck in any kind of rut. Anybody stays in a certain habit or pattern, et cetera. They're just terrified, you know, if they're truthful about it. And then when they look into that, really what they're terrified of, and really like look at it eye to eye, the thing itself is not that big. And it's not to diminish anyone's experience, but it's not that big 99% of the time. And so that looking at it starts to shrink it of its own volition, because it's just kind of, it's 99% just made up out of our mind.
Do you think, Eric, that in part that the things that we're afraid, that we have the most fear about, they're wrapped up in our identity of ourself?
Absolutely. 100%. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause then that's the fear. Like I say, it's like that something, something's going to blow up and it's us or go away, because, you know, that's who we are. You know, how can I change that? You know, that's me. And we're not, and it's not, sometimes it'll kind of pop into the conscious mind, but usually it's an unconscious thing. This, because we don't even want to even entertain the idea of, you know, well, I'll do this, but I'm not going to do that.
So would part of the solution maybe focusing on who we really are? And
absolutely. Yeah. I would say that I think that's a little, it just depends on where someone's at on their own path too. So it could be a little bit much to bite off right away.
Right.
You know? And so if there's something where they feel a little success, you know, like by losing something that they thought was them.
Right.
And maybe a couple wins there, and then it's quite easy then to turn them towards themselves. Right. And recognize the purity and the truth of themselves. Then it becomes super fun, because I'm just, you know, yeah, because then we see, like, you know, if we've seen the worst, like, nightmares that we have made up and they're not there, and then it gets to be really fun to go the other way. And you get, it's like, shoot, you know, it's like 20-fold the experience that we could ever imagine in the best way possible.
And I guess also not only seeing that they're not there, but realizing that they're not us, and letting them go is not the end of us.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because what happens that we don't have to let them go when we see them, you know, right. See those things. Yeah, they just kind of like, you know, they'll go attract like energy, the energy that's hanging around in our brain or our body, etc. It'll go to like energy, the closest thing that it can find.
Yeah, it seems to be quite the journey to be very aware.
Like, yeah, that's the awareness is the key. Just vigilance in that. But it, once it clicked, it stays. It doesn't wax and wane much. It's just you're there, because you don't. It's like you don't want to, like, it's like stepping off a cliff. Then at that point, to leave yourself.
Yeah, we do all the time. But yes, I get it.
Yeah.
We feel the cliff. Some of us really like the cliff.
That's true. So that's a good point, because there's a buzz inside, you know, that we get from that too. The secondary gain is, you know, that kind of, you know, like I'm really alive, you know, but really it's just rushing around in circles typically.
Yeah. And what if it's something where it's physical, where, like, pain, we know that there's a huge emotional component to pain.
Sure.
But there's, and you know, we have triggers that, you know, it could be stress-related that make things worse. It could be diet. I mean, there's all sorts of things that sort of add to. What is... I mean, you know, a lot of people say just go into the pain and it sort of lessens. but sometimes that doesn't always work.
Mm-hmm.
What would you kind of suggest for people that have physical pain?
So the presence, I think, is the first step, is to maybe just sit down or lie down and just breathe, practice the breathing through the heart. And if our mind starts to grab onto an idea, just let it and kind of like ride that out, right? Ride with it as opposed to, engaging it. It's two different things. And so if we just ride with that and recognize that it just has a very short lifespan if we kind of like stay with that. And so it gives our mind something to put its attention on. And so the interesting thing is then, say I had something, my leg was, and I couldn't walk very well or whatever. And so the interesting thing is that will start healing, like almost like the second you do that on some level, on a teeny bit in the beginning, and then the more we'll start to feel something, this starting to feel like it's, the health is coming back into that area, and then we'll connect the dots, and so that will just promote that this just being present with ourselves. So, because that in and of itself, it gives the body's resources, instead of like us, like just being like, we're just like, huge. We're like gluttons for our own. We're eating up ourselves in a way, we just keep stuffing these ideas and stories into our mind. And so then our body can't run. It just doesn't run smoothly. And so then there'll just be deficiencies, and it could be anything, our brain or our heart or any kind of organ, et cetera, just because it's only because it's deficient from getting life sent to it. And it's because that same energy is being pulled up into our brain. And so it, which takes it, our brain is just a pig for energy. And so something's going to go haywire in our body, like our organs or whatever it could be. And so it's just because it's not getting enough life to it and life energy to that spot in our body.
Right.
So that, like for me, like healing, like going into a spot in someone's body. So I might just create a bubble of energy around that for a little bit and just to watch that. And I might change the colors of the vibration or whatever to see like the response to that. And then I can just to almost discern like where that's coming from. And like 90% of the time is coming from a deficiency from the brain taking too much, eating, being at the table all day long and eating up all the, trying to eat up all the energy in the body.
That's quite the image.
It really is.
I don't even know where that came from. That was funny. What the hell?
Oh, my poor body.
I know. That is. It's so true. It's amazing. Like how we, if we ache or whatever, there's obvious things that, we could run into something, hurt our knee or whatever, but. Yeah, definitely over 90% of the time, it's our brain overeating.
I just have this image of this like little guy in my brain, like putting, eating. Thanks for that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, because we're feeding. If we have to feed that kind of. I think I talked about that a little bit before, the idea of us that I talked about. I like that metaphor. So it's kind of the idea that people have about themselves. So if that starts to like wane a little bit, as it does all day long, and so we have to feed it, we have to uphold that image that we've created internally, you know, and sometimes, you know, we're having, you know, a really fun time, et cetera. And then but then at the same time, it's either consciously or unconsciously, we'll notice, you know, oh, this other part's like fading away. And so we take energy, and so we're just like, you know, it's like juggling all these things at one time. And so again, like something has to like give, you know, and unfortunately, usually it's some aspect of our body.
And so when we have when we experience symptoms like aches and pains and whatever chronic problems in the body, it's a signal to us to be more present and absolutely. Find balance.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Because if our back or whatever it was, and you know, there's things that are acute. You know, I go down and pick up something that's way too heavy, and I did it too fast. Of course, my back's gonna hurt. So that's different, obviously. And so, but if there's something that's just kind of achy, and then that starts to grow into something else, yes, definitely. You know, it's what's going on upstairs, yeah, for sure.
There's been a lot of talk about how our digestion sort of, if our digestion is completely off, then that really affects the aches and pains as well. But on an energetic level, like how do you see that? Like, what do you see?
Yeah, I do. So that will be the first spot, like in our stomach where we start to like pull from. And so if I'm thinking a lot, then, so the first ache I'll get when I get overtaxed will be my stomach, and so then all our intestines and everything that's included in our stomach area, it starts to contract, and so we're not only we start to experience pain, but we just the way that we disperse the nutrition that goes in there, it just gets really the signals get crossed all over the place. And so again, that leading into our limbs and everything else, every other aspect of our body is gets starved, you know, off and on. And so it doesn't know what to do. So what it will do, the first thing is to contract, like anything that feels like a threat. So it contracts and gets smaller, you know, so it can still survive. And so that's, you know, something in my kidney then could be affected because I'm not getting the right nutrition or I'm just not letting myself be still when I'm eating and just let my body relax so I can take that all the way in. And so it's a critical part of our being for sure.
It's interesting. Cause I took a course on, it's called embraining, but it's on the three brains. And of course our heart has such a powerful role, but our gut is our protector, like the gut brain that's much larger than the heart. I mean, it's all about protecting. I mean, that's its first instinct is like, that's why we get gut instincts. I mean, the first thing is all about protection. Yeah. So when it gets toxic, like, I mean, what do you recommend? Do you recommend more an energy level thing or do you recommend like a detox or?
I mean, I think it would be great if people would do a detox right away, the first thing. And really consider like what, you know, how that situation came about so that I'd be more, if it's me, so I'm more informed why I'm doing this for one, which would keep me motivated. And then to, you know, so once that clears and kind of comes back into balance, that, you know, I'm going to be, so it's going to hopefully then increase my awareness about, you know, just what am I doing that triggers these things that kind of, you know, goes into my, you know, stomach and the fight or flight mode, and then makes my stomach feel all cranky and, you know, twisted and contracted.
Interesting. Did you have any responses to that, Deb?
I'm just trying to digest it.
Deb doesn't care. She's just looking for any spots that she possibly can just to make us laugh. She's giving us our medicine for the day.
I'm just thinking of the person that has the most chronic pain. It would be you. So,
yeah. Well, you know, it's all good things. I
I love that.
It's all good. I'm still watching the little guy eating like spaghetti and meatballs up in my brain here. I think that image is going to be with me for a while.
Maybe you can change the image in your head so that he's not eating spaghetti and meatballs, but, you know, going on a juice fast or something.
Yeah.
So even if you don't, the guy in your head is.
Yeah, that's right. That's kind of funny. I wonder if that'll
work.
That
is funny.
I think it might work.
Yeah, I'm going to put him on a juice fast. That's a good idea. But, you know, it's interesting, just speaking of pain, it's like I notice that, you know, if my mind is overly focused on a task and my body is not really up for the task, everything kind of starts to shut down. And my mind will overpower my body as much as it possibly can. And, you know, so then my breathing will become more restricted and I'm just like, I'm going to finish it, you know?
Right.
And it's a dangerous kind of cycle of lack of awareness of kind of like the consequences of letting the mind drive the bus.
Right. But in this case, it's not lack of awareness because you're just described it, right? So then, okay.
So then
acting on that and really trusting, it's about you trusting yourself.
Right.
So trusting yourself all the way that, you know, that you're going to be okay if you, you know, do X or stop doing X or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe just kind of, it's not to like overthink it, but maybe just go back another step and to see like, yeah, what motivates me to do this or that or whatever. Yeah, what's mm-hmm. behind that? What's driving that? So when we get to the root of it, so what happens, it looks like the Wizard of Oz kind of thing, you know, where he comes out from behind the curtain, you know, this little guy.
Right.
Yeah, there's really, it's almost nothing or something really tiny there. That was like maybe got triggered when we were, you know, 4 years old.
Right.
And it's really fascinating because then so that little point in time is still running our lives today, like 90% of our life today.
And so much of this, you know, this kind of journey that a lot of us are on and is just about taking the time, right? Taking the time and having the right people in your life and the information that you need to keep going, to keep looking for the little guy behind the curtain. And
And I think just to try to make it easy on ourselves to maybe just do almost like a fast in a way, like do like one day of that. So that's doable for everyone, just to maybe try to help ourselves wake up, you know, help ourselves see like what is motivating me today, you know, during the day, to just maybe stop here and there to look at, okay, I'm halfway through my day, like what's got me from A to B, and like how has that trip been so far, like how has today been so far for me, you know, and check, you know, all the way, like what has been pushing me and, what allows me to slow down just to kind of grok a deeper awareness in your own life experience. And so it's quite, revealing what happens too. Like, and then you can start to see the simplicity of kind of unwinding that.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, because what happens is usually we know the obvious things kind of that will drive us, and we know there are probably a lot of them aren't really accurate, but still it's still not enough motivation for us to like stop and right. take a left instead of keep running into the wall, you know.
Or motivation, or even permission. Right.
Like, right. Exactly. Yeah. So if you have enough good data, so to speak. Yeah. And then the permission, we don't even care. We're just going for it anyway.
Right.
Because we just know this is my life. So I don't need permission from anyone. Like I want to live. I don't want to like be sick. And I just want to enjoy my life. and as I came here to do.
Hmm.
So our resolve has to be really high, like I would say for me personally, it's very demanding in a healthy way. Like, you know, if I need to get from A to B and it's a good thing, and then I'm not going to let something stop me. And so I have that, I'll get that kind of ingrained in me, in my whole being, you know, and I kind of get kind of sign off. And if there's any part in my body that's saying no, I'll go check it out. Why? And so it's usually just checking me out.
And this is kind of where we started, actually, when Lori was talking about getting into spring and how to, you know, go through with your motivations and kind of come full circle.
Yeah.
Any way to maybe shine a light on the guy behind the curtain to assist us to, you know, really understand which guy it is that's kind of running the show?
Sure. It'll just be like one little character typically.
Right.
And so then it, you know, and it has, you know, a sort of wisdom, I would call it. And it's really, but it's trying to wake us up. Ultimately, the same energy is actually trying to wake us up. And so the only way there's going to be friction to motivate us to really blow our own selves up into this other person that we, our true self. And so anything that you start to feel cranky about or you notice a kind of an energy suck or just like low or whatever, I would just stop right there and just see, kind of backtrack to see, like, you know, what got me, you know, why did I take this right turn here? And not in a punitive way ever. It's more playful. Like, I'll think like, wow, you know, I felt good for like, you know, this whole month, and now then one day, you know, what's going on, you know? So I'll just kind of check into it in a light way. So that way the doors will open for me as I go into my own being, instead of being kind of locked. And then I have to like work so hard to get at it, because then my body trusts me now. And I can kind of go check things out, and I have free, I guess, you know, free entrance everywhere. And so that doesn't take very long. It's like once it feels our resolve, then everything starts to open to us internally. And so we can see like why my knee is killing me, or why my stomach's aching, or why my back hurts, or whatever it is. And so all those things that we can understand and kind of correct them, you know, so, you know, we don't have to go to the doctor and get 10 x-rays to find out what we already know.
So developing trust within your body, you're saying that was about not judging.
No, it's like gold. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's just like, you know, this is happening. And so, yeah, I want to go investigate. I want to be on board with you. You know, this is, you know, we're together in this. And so it just, like any kind of connection, it's just, it takes, you know, I have to see that from the other person, or it has to see it from me too, or that other person needs to develop that by watching my actions, you know, steps. And so that's just the way that it works in the body too. It wants to see, you know, you show up when you say you're going to, and hopefully that's all the time. Well, just if you think about it, the body's getting, you know, it's like a little kid. That's the kind of intelligence that it has at that point, in a very, you know, it's very fresh and it's very innocent. And if we take it on a run and we say we're going to go 2 miles, you know, when we take off, but then, you know, we get our endorphins running and we get high, and then we go 10 miles. And so our body's kind of confused and it's really kind of pissed at us. And so then the next time, you know, I say like, oh, hey, I'll go with you guys to do this. And it's like, so my body actually might start to get sick before that. It's like, no, I'm not doing that again, because I have no idea if we're going to go to the moon or to the beach. You know, I don't trust you.
Right.
Sometimes, I mean, if we go far enough, we get these unconscious thoughts about that we don't want to live. Like there's this part of us, whether it's something from something happened in a past life or something, but that there's this, like the underlying motivation is that we want to make ourselves sick, but our body doesn't want that. Our soul doesn't want that, but there's some underlying belief that we have that we're not good enough to be healthy, or we're bad people. I don't know.
That's excellent. I'm glad you brought that up. I think most people today, they don't want to live. They'd rather die, for sure. And so living under that veil of that is like a, obviously that just compresses itself on itself. And so it just keeps getting worse, instead of obviously lighter or more spaciousness, it gets more confining. Because we start to withdraw in more and more and more. And so we don't want to live, period. And there's, because there's really not a lot of motivation to live, when we feel like hell all the time and we just are barely getting around, but we're trying to put on this face like everything's cool.
Right.
And so all that energy is like just, it's super depressing and I would say it's affecting probably 90% of the population in a big way. And so everybody's walking around kind of nodding. How are you doing? I'm doing good. How are you doing? Good. And then walking, it's like, what the hell? And I watch and I'm seeing, talking to these guys and they're like, wow, you guys have like probably a year to live. You're doing fine. and it's, so if we were to play with it more and then we'd recognize, wow, we're all in the same boat together. And so that in itself too is very uplifting, and not to see someone else suffer, but just to recognize, we're all on the same planet. We're all kind of the same being. And so we could be very supportive of that. Just coming clean with the kind of, it might sound really like weird or something. If I say like, yeah, I don't want to live anymore. That's what I felt like this morning when I got out of bed or whatever I could say to, and then, but I guarantee you, if I went in a crowd and said that just out loud, then if people were all honest, it would probably resonate with 95% of the people.
Hmm. Okay.
So, what do you do with that?
Yeah, what do you do with that?
Well, just that. I mean, just the thing is just coming out, recognizing if I was to say, if I felt that way today, I would just say that today, like, yeah, and tell friends of mine or tell people that I trusted. And then right there, like that burden, like it just, instead of weighing like 100 pounds, you'd lose about probably 50 pounds just by the first shot like that. And then you recognize, wow, this feels so much better. And then, so just like anything, that you're onto something, and then you're just going to stay on that path, whatever it is. And then when you fall off it, it's not like we don't trash ourselves. It's like, oh, we just slipped a little bit. Of course, I'm just learning this new way of being. And it's really from myself, from my truest self, from my truest part in me. And so as long as we keep telling the truth out loud to people around us, and yeah, obviously in the beginning it can be, it probably is more successful, like I said earlier, with people that we trust very much. And so after that, then we can start sharing that with everyone because we have so much momentum going. And then we become like a leader in that sense. And because we've actually experienced the full circle of that. And so then people trust us. And so they want to know, well, how'd you do that? And so that just keeps supporting your health or my health or whatever. And in every way, every aspect of that, because I'm just divulging like what everyone else has already gone through and or is going through right now. Hmm. So when you take that veil of like shame off us, and then that's a huge door to open in a really great way.
Is there any support that you could give us? I mean, it seems like it's, most people are very unconscious of it, and sometimes something will come up and we'll do work with somebody, or you realize on our own that there's, I'm not living. Like I'm not living the way, right. It's like you realize that there's some aspect of you that has this. Is there any support? Like, is there any anchoring we could do to our bodies or something just so we can kind of remind ourselves that, hey, let's live. Like, let's make the choice. Yeah.
So I'd say what would anchor us more is like is really sharing that with other people. So we don't have to do it alone.
That's really an exciting conversation to have with someone, though.
but you know, the interesting thing is like that you know just using our own intuition and then and picking people that we trust. I guarantee you, it's like it's something like, you know, whether you call it God or whatever, is when, say, if I make that decision and follow up on that, yeah. So we're supported in a way that you'll experience something you haven't never experienced before in your life, like in your whole being, because you're stepping towards that light in you, and which is, you know, whatever you call that, God or whatever. And so when you do that, you'll have you know, a gazillion dollars worth, so to speak, you know, metaphorically, of support come to you like in an instant. Hmm. If we try things that are like a little more elongated, so we'll self-sabotage too soon.
Explain that.
Because if we just don't come out with it, like, you know, I feel like I want to just blow my brains out or just commit suicide or whatever it is, you know, that whatever our own thoughts are that way. And yeah, if someone is surprised about that, then they're just not really kind of connected with themselves, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But so that's why on the front end of that, it's just nice to pick people that we share those things with, that we know or we trust and that sort of thing, and just watch how much, we just feel like a million pounds lighter. Mm-hmm. Because it's like we've let the biggest thing that's kind of actually causing trouble in our body and our mind and our whole life, we start to release that out to the world for support.
And as we release it, it gives other people permission, right?
Oh my God, it's phenomenal. Yeah, like anything, yeah. Like any kind of discovery, you know, and then sharing that discovery is like, it's a miracle. It's not, yeah, there's no downside to it, absolutely. So if people get that, that's what, if there's like one message that someone could get is, yeah, just sharing that, like what's really happening inside of us, like what is our mind, what's the state of our mind, you know, do we feel like living, do we want to live still, you know, or are we having other thoughts of not living?
And choosing to share that with people that are going to be receptive and
absolutely, yeah, like, yeah, people that you under, you know, that
you don't want to create more drama.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but, where you're now going into a hospital and, yeah.
No, because, you know, I mean, most, like, there's people I know that are quite, let's see, they would seem like quite, like, whatever, but like everybody, I mean, this is fairly normal anyway, but most of the people, they don't want to be here at all.
Right.
And so, it's just natural, like, right, especially right now, what's happening in our world. Like, why would anybody want to be here? Do you know what I mean? So one reason, like for me, is like, I want to support other people just because I've felt the same things. And then, at some point in my life, in my late teens or whatever, so for whatever reason, so that started to clear up. And so it started to, my vision became a lot more clear, like in just, it was sort of by happenstance and just there's, for whatever reason, it just happened. And so I could start seeing that, you know, the feelings and those kind of things that just dissipate right away. But then later I would have different things, feelings once in a while. And I recognize, oh, they're just feelings that are coming and they would go as long as I didn't hang on to them. Okay. And so if that feeling comes up today, if that would come up, today, it would just be, I would just watch it kind of move through me. Yeah. And if I grabbed onto it and then, you know, but that's because I just know that it's just not true. Hmm. is not to dismiss the feeling, but what we attach to it is not true.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because it's very prevalent. It's very prevalent in the spiritual community. I mean, there's some, you know, there's so many people that say, well, you know, I'm not from here. And so they give themselves an excuse, right?
Yeah, it totally is. It's just a cop out. And instead of saying, like, you know, so yeah, I get that. So anyway, how are you doing here? You know?
Yeah, which is, yeah, sometimes pretty crappy and sometimes pretty great. But
it's just normal. And so then the more we do that, like, people start, like, collecting around us just because of that. And then they start sharing that too. It's really, it's just wonderful, like, to just to be allow ourselves to be a human. And the freedom in that is just, it is so immense, and the gift that we give to ourselves, and then, like I said, it just carries on to other people, just naturally, just because people can feel that in you on some level right away. You know, there's something that's free there, and so I know that's in me too. So people will come up and I mean, they'll just know that is them, and so that, and so they just haven't connected with it. Like people, I work in the a lot, like in the city, with homeless and that sort of thing. And like people wouldn't go there at night for anything, like save my friends or whatever. but it's just it's the thing. So these gentlemen or women or whatever, they'll always come up to me and just start rapping with me. And so they just know that I'm like clear. Does that make sense? Like where, like I know that I'm not different one bit from them. And, you know, I've had all their experiences, et cetera, and all that sort of thing. And so it's just that, yeah, letting ourselves be and could just get off our own back kind of thing.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're coming to a close. Is there any type of meditation that you would like to do with us to sort of...
I like that. Medication that you want to get...
Yeah, that was a good Freudian slip, wasn't it?
I know, I love that. We should meditate on the medication. I love that. So, yeah, that would be fun. We could do a closing meditation.
Okay.
And what I like to do is like help just bring in more awareness to everyone that's listening. And how that can be, I'll just walk through it and transmit it to everyone. And it's very nice, just with the breathing, the heart, and the earth.
Nice.
Very, very simple. So if we could just breathe for a little bit. Just notice the energy from your stomach. Just allow that to move down into your hips, then all the way down your legs into the earth. And allow it to keep traveling to the center of the earth and anchor in there. And just allow that energy to run up, back up into your body, and just cycle that, just as if it's moving into your body, down to the center of the earth, back up into your body, just filling your body with a nice natural earth energy. It's very grounding. It's very clearing of the mind. So just allow that to be, just allow your mind to be clear, to release anything that's not life-affirming. That's good. So just release more. Just allow yourself to be you. So let that keep running and notice your heart. Just put your attention on your heart as you breathe in. to your heart and out. And if your mind wanders a little bit, so allow that wandering energy in the mind just to come down into the heart. Allow the heart to saturate all those feelings, all those ideas, all the chatter. Just allow the heart energy to hold that. So our brains can just be still, be quiet, just relax, and take some time off, knowing that the body will be safe. Recognizing that we are safe in our own skin, in our own body. And just take that knowing from the top of your head, this nice, this beautiful ball of white energy, and just run that down the center of your body. And now both legs and down to the center of the earth. Anchoring that deep knowing of you. That deep safety that is in you. And knowing that you are safe. That is safe to stay in your body at all times. Just feel your body strong, connected to the earth, and connected to the heavens, to the top of your head. Allow yourself to move through the world every day in this way, every moment. If you get ahead of yourself, just put your attention back on your heart, and just breathing in to your heart and out. So this will help bring you back to yourself.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Yeah, that was good. It's nice.
All right. Well, this has been a great show. I'm not sure what's going to happen next month because of I'm going to be away. So we'll see. We may skip April's show because we're going to have the support group. But do go on and find information about the support group. I want to thank Deborah Bell for joining us today, and of course Eric Altman. And yeah, let's find out more about the support. Let's find a way that we can all support each other. All right, you begin to the heart of what matters. Thank you.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instantfeedback@bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.